Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all are doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting the good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow straight gate path, and you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you. The Spirit intercedes for you. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciate it. Take it one day at a time. Most definitely, let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out, guiding us through the morning, getting us through the afternoon, getting us through the evenings, getting us through the nights. He is constantly looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten son dying for our sins. There's so much things the Lord has done for us throughout our lifetime and continues to keep doing for us because his mercy endures forever. Amen. So always worship him, always thank him, always praise him, and keep him first forever, people, most definitely. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all, praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Let us always pray for each other, support each other, intercede for one another, comfort one another, all those things, people. Brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world, let's all be together on one accord for the Lord. Amen. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel, scattered all four corners of the earth, all the scattered Israelites among the nations, all ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and ministries out there with the sound doctrine, the love, the peace, the harmony, and the gatherings. Much love to the previous martyrs, current martyrs, and future martyrs, the brave, courageous, bold believers out there who are isolated, persecuted for their faith, who are going through it for the gospel, who are going through so much things for his name's sake. Much love to all of you. Much strength to all of you. Much love to the great tribulation saints down the road. Much love to the grafted and Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds all over the world. Much love to all the brand new converts who just became a believer, who just got baptized, who just getting life to Christ. All those beautiful things, all the new creatures in Christ. God bless all of you, most definitely. Welcome everyone, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kindreds, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, all the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Most High. Sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Rejoice, always rejoice. Make a joyful noise, make a joyful sound. Play an instrument, cry to him, dance, express yourself, do what you got to do for the Most High. He is always watching us, so always serve him with gladness and joy, and always worship his spirit of truth. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your might, heart, soul, strength, and might. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your might, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves, and let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until his son comes back. Amen. He has come back like a thief in the night, in a twinkling of an eye, with a shout, with them angels. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. Amen. So let us be watchful, alert, sober, vigilant, prayed up. Let us keep our lamps or oils, keep being washed by the water, by the word, the washing of the water, by the word. Let us constantly stay in our purpose and our calling for the Most High. Be patient, be strong, take it one day at a time, people, most definitely. Praise the Most High, y'all. Let us know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God, he'll draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the law, statute, commandments. Let us obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High has told us, press according to our life, our calling, our purpose, our situation, our gifts, our talents, our circumstances. Honor that, people. Whatever assignments or tasks he gave you, handle that, people. Amen. Constantly let the Lord keep revealing himself to us more often through dreams, vision, encounters, and various ways of communication, y'all. We have to be better listeners and more obedient. Amen. Most definitely. So I hope y'all strong out there. Okay. So In today's message, we will go through today's Bible reading, we will go through recommended reading scriptures, and then we will go through the commentary. And then from there, we will close out with a prayer, we will close out with a priestly blessing, and we will close out with hallelujah, praise. We're going to give them all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son, died for our sins. Amen. So much love, okay? So today's Bible reading is the book of Isaiah, chapter 49, verses 8 through 18. Recommended reading scriptures is Psalm 13, also the book of John, chapter 20, verses 24 through 28, and also the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 35 through 39. The title of this commentary is A Scar Shaped Like Your Picture. For whatever reason, from the time they're little boys, guys like to show off their scars. A polite conversation with any average group of people can suddenly turn into some bizarre vibes. First, someone tells a story about crashing his mountain bike and the resulting scar on his knee. Then another guy regales the group about the scar left from his shoulder surgery. Another points out the scar on his hand and tells about his hunting knife accident. Before you know it, the whole group is showing off their scars and relating the incidents behind the wounds. Today's passage tells us that God likes to do this as well, not to one-up anyone else with another great story, but to reassure us of his devotion to his people. In truth, there is something interesting about scars. They follow us wherever we go, and the stories behind them remind us of a significant people and events in our lives. The people of Israel has certainly wandered all over the place, both physically and spiritually. After the nation had faced devastation, occupation, and deportation by King Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonian armies, the people of Israel wondered, God, have you forgotten us? God answered through the prophet Isaiah, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palm of my hands, verses 15 through 16. Did you know that God bears a scar on his hand in the shape of your picture? Of course, God is a spirit, but you're so present on God's mind that it's as though he has engraved your image on the palms of his hands. Perhaps the fury of whatever storm you're facing dims God's voice and blurs his presence. You might ask, God, have you forgotten me? How can he be present in the midst of your turmoil? But regardless of the storm's intensity, you remain in the forefront of God's thoughts. He's thinking of you, sustaining you, comforting you, giving you strength. He doesn't mentally check out. Whatever challenge you're facing isn't the worst thing that could happen to you. The worst that could happen would be for God to forget about you. But he hasn't, and he never will. Amen. Things to take away from the commentary. Do you find it hard to accept that God knows your needs and cares for you to the extent that you're always on his mind? Why? What events in your life have caused you to ask, God, have you forgotten me? How can you foster a deeper and more constant trust in the reality that God is always present with you? Amen. Remember, he will never leave us nor forsake us, people, you know. And, you know, it's very challenging for so much people to hear that and take that in, because the things people are battling with are so in their face, is so intense, is so challenging. But we are firm in the faith. We are firm in the Most High, what he's guiding us through, how he's refining us, purifying us, testing us, making us stronger. Amen. So hang in there, people. I know a lot of people out there are feeling tired or exhausted or just overwhelmed, but the Lord will give you new strength and new joy. Amen. Praise the Most High. Be firm, people. All right. So that is the commentary. What I'd love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High God of heaven and earth. He is the God of Shem. He is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. He is the God of Israel. He's the God of the Hebrews. Praise the Most High. He's the God of Noah, Job, and Daniel. Praise the Most High always forever. His only begotten Son died for our sins, rose up 3 days later. Much love to the Messiah for shedding his blood for all of us. Amen. He is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Most High. The Advocate. Praise the Lord, the Almighty, true, living God. Praise the Most High, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the blessed and only sovereign, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, God is with us, eternal life, everlasting Father, faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the hair of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nissi, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the king of Israel. Amen. He is the king of kings. Hallelujah. He is the king of kings and the Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna of the highest praise. Hosanna, the son of David. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. King of Hallelujah. Praise him. He is the king of saints. Hallelujah. Praise him. He is the king of praise him, praise him. He's the king of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the lamb of God, the lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord is my portion. The Lord is holiness. The Lord is my banner. The Lord our righteousness. The Lord is my shield, my buckler, my refuge, my strength, my song, my healer, my redeemer, my salvation, my rock. Praise him. Yahweh Yahuwah Yahweh Shai Yahweh Be Yahweh Yahya Shai Yeshua Hamashiach Barakathah Shalom Shalom Yeshua Elohim Yehosha 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 Ahaya Yeshaya Adonai Abba Yahuwah. He is the consuming fire. Jehovah, he is the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, could heal all things. He's the carpenter, could fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus, y'all. We touch and agree, y'all. Call on him and he'll show you great mighty things. Search and seek him with all your heart and you will find him. He is a rewarder to those who seek him diligently. Gotta believe in him, know he exists, know he could do for you. Trust in him. Your faith has made you well. Your faith has blessed you. Your faith has saved you. Your faith is how you overcome the world, most definitely. We know that for the rest of our lives, the outstretched arm of God will be in our lives forever. The mighty hand of God will be in our lives forever. The finger of God will be on our lives forever. Healing, restoration, deliverance, miracle, signs, wonders. We are in a group, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. God is one and he got us forever. Amen. Praise him, trust him forever, y'all. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven. The man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the prophet, the redeemer, the resurrection and life, the resurrection, the resurrector, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word made flesh, the living word. Praise him. The everlasting king, the sinless high priest forever, y'all. Most definitely. We know that his word is purifying silver, just as David said in Psalms. We know that every word of God is true, pure, and flawless, as the book of Proverbs says. And we know that his word is a double-edged sword, as the book of Hebrews says. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. So that's the word right there. You know, the Most High is not forgetting us, people. We're on his mind every day, and we have our minds fixed on him. You know, that perfect peace. Amen. So there you have it. Prayers up for all the poor people, the widows, the strangers, the orphans, the fatherless, the tribe of Levi. Prayers up for all people all over the world. Everybody out there going through what they're going through. Prayers up. Amen. There you have it. So what I love to do as I close out is give y'all a prayer and a priestly blessing on the way out. Okay, so here we go. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the honor and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah. Barakathah. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.
We do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.